Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. So happy to have you back with me today as we are getting close to the end of our week, talking about Luke chapter 4. And we've been on a journey together, and I've kind of brought you into my own journey of seeking Jesus in the Gospels, of really getting down. As you can tell, we've been going sentence by sentence of what was Jesus doing? What was he like? How did he talk? What were people's responses to him? And just meticulously paying attention to him, paying attention to his time on this earth. What does it tell us about his relationship to his Father? What does it tell us about his relationship to us? And what does it tell us about his relationship to the world and to his mission, truly? And yesterday we began to talk about what is this mission that God has for him? What is the mission that he was doing? Of course, it was the mission of bringing salvation to the world, that Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, is the one who comes in the flesh to set humanity right with God and to give a perfect obedience and offering to the Father. But what we've been reading so far, I love the verses that we've gotten through. We've gotten through like three verses so far. And Jesus, and I think this image, friends, is so crazy that Jesus lived 30 years of his life as a carpenter. He went to synagogue every week. He was playing in the backyard with friends. He had friends. Jesus had friends. I think thinking of him as this human being, he ate, he walked, he talked. He had prayer times. He read the Torah. He probably did things for fun. All of these different things, thinking of him as a real man. And so then he is walking by and John says, "Behold the Lamb of God." This is him. And people are like, "Him? It's him?" And he goes into the desert and he emerges out on the other side, beginning his public ministry. That now, we've talked about this a lot on the show, this idea of now is the time, at the acceptable time. 30 years into his life, he says, comes out, he says, "Now is the time. Repent and believe in the gospel. Now is the time." How patient was he? Preparing, living in obedience to the Father. And now was the time for a specific mission to begin. And so he begins to teach, he begins to heal, he begins to move about the country. And I love it, says everyone in the surrounding country is talking about him. Who is this man? Who is this man? And as we begin here, friends, and we begin to pray, and then we're going to read Luke chapter 4, and we're going to get into the specificity today and tomorrow, is what is Jesus' mission? What is he sent here to do? What do we see him doing? How do we see him executing that mission even before his death and his resurrection? Is think of Jesus, a little lexio. Think of Jesus. I want you to conjure up in your mind just that image of Jesus. Say, "Jesus, put yourself before my eyes right now. Jesus. The one who walked, the one who talked on the earth, the one who really lived flesh and blood, the only Son of God. Jesus, reveal yourself to us." And think about him. Let this play like a movie in your mind. Him coming, he's in his hometown, staying at his parents' house, getting up. I don't know, what did he do when he got up? You can fill in the gaps. Did he take his early? How early did he get up? He gets ready. He goes to synagogue. He walks through the streets with people that were familiar with him, with his mother, with his father, with his friends. They're all in synagogue. They're praying the prayer. They're honoring the Sabbath day. And Jesus gets up to read amongst his peers, amongst people who know him. And he begins to read the book of Isaiah. This is where we want to leave off today. And as Lord, as we pick up here, show us who you are. Bring us into this image, into this story. Let us feel what people felt there. Let us hear what people heard there. Let us understand truly the unfolding of the drama in salvation of what is proclaimed by Jesus in the reading of the book of Isaiah, that humanity has changed forever. That one has come to change the course of history and the course of the world, and that nothing is too big or too great for him. Amen. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, let's read the scripture, and then we're going to go into what is Jesus proclaiming that his mission is. Luke 4:14. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee, and a report concerning him went out to all the surrounding country, and he taught in their synagogues, being glorified by all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and he went to the synagogue, as was custom on the Sabbath day. And he stood up to read, and there he was given to him the book of the prophet Isaiah. He opened the book and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recover the sight to the blind, to set liberty those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." And he closed the book, and he gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all who were in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke well of him and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, "Is this not Joseph's son?" And he said to them, "Doubtless you will quote to me this proverb, 'Physician, heal yourself. What we have heard you did at Capernaum, do here also in your own country.'" And he said to him, "Truly I say to you, no prophet is acceptable in his own country." I'm going to stop there. I might read some more tomorrow, but I read a little bit more into verse 24 because it shows the response of the people. So Jesus comes. He's in his synagogue. He's in his home synagogue. He's on his home turf, and he begins to read the book of Isaiah, which was what? In a time of threat, in a time of political upheaval, in a time of bondage for the Israeli people, for the people of Israel. They've lost their identity. They're in shambles. Their kingdom is divided. Their temple is destroyed. And Isaiah comes and he says this. This is from Isaiah 61. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." Remember in verse 14, we read, Jesus comes out of the wilderness and the Spirit of God is upon him. This is so important for us. Who is Jesus? What is he like? Yes, he's the Messiah. Yes, he's, but I love this. This is Jewish language. He is the anointed one that the Father has sent the Spirit, the love that flows between the two of them, to anoint Jesus. Who else was anointed? King David. Think of the kings that were anointed. The prophet comes, the prophet Samuel comes, and he anoints David. He said, "You will rule over Israel. Oil is pouring down. You are anointed to lead the kingdom to unity. You are anointed to lead the Jewish people into freedom." And here comes the language. The Spirit of the Lord is upon Jesus. He comes out of the desert and he says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon him." He is the anointed one by the Father. This means something to the Jews. To be the anointed one means you are the king, that you will come into kingly leadership. And so what Isaiah is doing in Isaiah 61, and this is what Jesus is reading, is he's giving a messianic prophecy. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. It's not just like, oh, I'm being inspirational, or I'm being passionate, or I have really good feelings about this. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has given me a mission. This is what Jesus is saying. This is what Isaiah is saying, but this is what Jesus is quoting. He has given me a mission. This isn't an earthly mission. This isn't a natural mission. This is a supernatural mission. Do not forget, friends, in the work of the church, in your ministry, in your work, in your encountering with God, God overcoming the brokenness of your own life, whatever it is supernatural. We are dealing with a supernatural God who gave his son a supernatural mission to set captives free. This is the anointed one we are talking about. Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. What is that good news? The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. They needed the good news of the Messiah. We need the good news to preach the good news to the poor. I do not know where you're at in your life. I don't know if you're weighed down by your suffering. I don't know if you're crushed by your own brokenness. I don't know if you've lost hope here already in 2026 and you're saying we had a whole year of hope 2025, but why didn't my circumstances change? Why didn't my circumstances change? Why isn't it anything different? Part of the mission of Jesus, he's anointed to bring the good news to the poor. And who's poor? I'm poor. You're poor. Every single human being is poor. We need the good news. And what is the good news? The anointed one has come into the world. He has come to set humanity right again. And if we repent and believe in him, we receive eternal life because all of our sins are washed away by our faith in Jesus, the only Son of God, the anointed one. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach good news for the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives, to release the captives. What we see ahead of this is Jesus' is teaching. Do you remember since Jesus is teaching and all glorified him? He has anointed preaching. He's walking around. Why is his renown growing? Because he's really good at rhetoric. Because he's a really fun, passionate preacher. No, because the anointing of God is upon him and people glorify him because when he preaches the good news, people are set free. Actually, they're set free from bondage in the presence of Jesus. They're set free from an eternity of death and destruction. He goes and he immediately, what is he doing? What does he spend his time doing? He's not just walking around with these friends. He's walking in the anointing of the Spirit, preaching the good news to the poor. That mass of people at that 35,000 person mass that I saw in Rwanda where Jesus is going to every person. He's lost in the sea of humanity. There are thousands pressing in upon him. There are people waiting with bated breath. What is he going to say? I need the words of everlasting life. And friends, I just want to say, we have so much content. I mean, even this podcast is a content. You don't need my words. You don't need my podcast. You don't need, all of it's good. It helps us to see the Lord. But we don't put our faith or our trust in good communicators and anointed preachers and people who are putting out really good content. We are poor and we need the words of the anointed one, Jesus Christ. We need a supernatural encounter with the one who has been anointed to preach the good news, the one who is good news himself. He has come to fulfill the law. He has anointed me to preach good news to the poor and to set me to proclaim the release of captives. Jesus comes for freedom. Or Isaiah is giving this proclamation. The Messiah will come for freedom. We're going to get in tomorrow as we wrap up our week, the rest of Jesus's mission and the purpose of his mission. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless you.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.